Mike Giardi, baseball coach at Marblehead High School, is joining us again this week. Mike, it seems like we just talked the other day, but yet a lot's happened between then and now. So welcome. Thanks for joining us once again.
No, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, we had two great games Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday afternoon, we had Masco, probably one of the top teams in Division II, and they jumped out to a 6-0 lead. You know, we gave them three runs in the first inning. They chipped away and got a couple more next couple of innings, and we're up we're trailing 6-0, and we, you know, our job was just to try to grind down their pitcher. Shirley's a really good pitcher, and we were able to put together a big inning, got it to 6-4. They bounced back, made it 7-4, and we just said we had to put together some quality at bats, and exactly what we did. And before you know it, it's bottom of the sixth, and we were able to grab the lead. We went from down 7-4 to up 8-7. I think they were a little bit in shock that we got the lead, and we brought in Chris Canusio in place of Ian Maud. Ian, who had a terrible first inning, walked two guys, had an error, and those guys all came around and scored. Really bounced back, with six innings for us, through 110 pitches. Was yelling at me to that he wanted to go to the seventh, but wanted to be in, you know, Chris and close the door, and he did just that, especially after giving up a double. Then an infield single, and made it second and third, and we were able to get three straight outs to end that rush by Masco and get us a big win over a top team. And then the next night, last night against Swampscott, is kind of a flip. You know, we jumped out to a 6-0 lead, had an opportunity, I thought, maybe to put the game away, but credit Swampscott, got out of a, you know, first and second situation with nobody out, a bases loaded situation the next inning. And they chipped away. They're a young team. You know, obviously their record isn't great, but as we said, baseball's a sport, especially anybody can beat anybody, and don't let records fool you in high school. It's just who matches up with whom. And they did a great job of coming all the way back, made it 6-5 going into the bottom of the seventh. And we brought Canusio in again the previous inning, and he was able to close the door, ended it with a line drive double play to end the game. So just two great games. You know, one we had to fight our way back into, and one we had to hang on to. And now we got Swampscott again on Monday, so it should be another good battle.
Yeah, the Masco game in itself was worthy of an interview, Mike. And then on top of it, when you mentioned, like you said, going up 6-0 on Swampscott last night and then having to hang on, as you noted, interesting flip there for sure. And Mike, I'm looking at the Northeastern Conference now, and you know, I'm not sure these are. I don't think these are league records. I think they're overall records. But you got Beverly at 11-3 and Salem at 11-3. And so you and I talked about this the other day, but some surprises in the conference, especially saying this last week or so.
Well, we knew that Beverly was going to be a really good team. Johnny Cahill does a great job over there. And then back in Salem, we saw it last year, a lot of games that they were in, and we kind of lose it or fall apart. I think that their inexperience last year, lack of depth last year really hurt them. But remember, all those kids came back. They really didn't lose anybody. And Matt Lassard's done a great job over there, and they're playing with confidence. So we kind of saw that. That's one of the things you look at with Swampscott. While they might not be quite getting over the hump a lot of games this year, they started five freshmen the other day. I mean, that's a team that in the future could be really, really good. They're already a solid team now. You know, they're going to be a battle on Monday. That's, you know, the record decides where it is. This is a team that can play. So not really surprised. Masco, we knew, was going to be really, really solid. They're great across the board. You know, Gloucester, Peabody, you can never let, you know, look past anybody. Saugus is having a down year, but they're short on numbers as well. But they have some young kids that are really, you know, it's tough because, as I said, if you don't have the depth, if you have one good starter and you end up facing everybody's good starter, that's tough. And that's where the Swamps, Saugus has kind of ended up. It's just, you know, who's on that day. And like I said, we were able to grind down Masco a little bit. We got, you know, Swampscott's going to be a tough one on Monday again because they're playing with confidence now, even though they didn't get the victory last night.
Yeah, no, I saw Swampscott earlier this year when they played Classical, and they are a very young team, as you noted, Mike. I guess, finally, take us down. What's ahead for you guys? You mentioned Swampscott on Monday, but beyond that, how does your schedule look coming down the home stretch, as they say?
Yeah, we got, you know, it's rare, you know, in baseball now in the MIAA to have three games a week. I mean, I remember the days you'd be done your season in 6 weeks, 5 weeks, you know, three games a week. But this will be one of the few weeks that we're playing three games. We're coming up, we're playing on Monday against Swampscott. Then we have a tough one again against Beverly on Wednesday. And then Peabody, which is technically a non-league game because they're on the other side of the division this year. Then we're going to face, you know, next week we're going to get a final game on the other side against Winthrop. That'll be our last Northeast Conference game. Then we're playing in the Hilly Tournament up in Haverhill. We're actually going to open up against Salem, which will be good. You know, we'll play them up there on a Thursday night before Memorial Day, and depending on the outcome, we'll determine who we play the next day.
One last follow-up, Mike. Is the high school season longer as far as weeks go now than it used to be? Because you're right, it was always three games a week usually, right?
Well, I think it's a little bit different now. I think that the way that the structure is with the tournament is a little bit different. I mean, I remember when, you know, the teams that I were on, we'd still be in school. We would be playing in the high school tournament. And this year, you can be out of school and still finishing up your high school tournament. I think it goes just that little bit longer. And I don't know if it's because of the way the structure is, you know, the new seating system. I don't know if it's designed that way, but it definitely is a little bit different than it was before. I just feel like, you know, it gets stretched out a little bit. You know, we start so early anyway. We're the third Monday in March, and it, you know, from basketball right into baseball is kind of tough for a lot of kids, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's tough for coaches that coach all those seasons too, I would think, right?
Yeah, it keeps us young, that's for sure.
There you go. Mike, thanks so much for your time, and we'll stay in touch. And again, congrats, big week for the Magicians this past week, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Mike Giardi, baseball coach, Marblehead High School, here on MSO, newsports.com.